how much money do you owe her?
I owe her no more money.
An ex's words come back to haunt him.
Read it.
What are the chances I can pay you $50 a week?
Well, what did you want to pay her $50 a week for if you had already paid her everything that you owed her?
That's a good question.
I think so, too.
And he keeps digging deeper.
Read it.
The judge would have no other choice than to remind you of your naive ways. Yeah, I wrote that.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Sarah Shute is suing her ex-boyfriend, Gregory Deschanel, for unauthorized credit card charges, excess mileage on her car, and court fees.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 41 on the calendar in the matter of Shue versus Deschanel.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Shue, the defendant was a boyfriend of yours. You claimed some loans that date back to 2009.
Yes, ma'am.
You want to tell me what they're about, please?
Yes. The defendant used my credit card for several charges at his work accounts without my permission. That was in July through September of 2009.
And when did you get the bills for that?
Each month I received a bill.
So you got a bill in August?
Correct.
And you got a bill in September?
Correct.
And you got a bill in October?
Correct.
2009?
Yes, ma'am.
What'd you do about it?
When I received it and opened it, I told him, please do not use my credit card. That's illegal. I did not authorize you to do that. You need to pay me back and do not use it again. He then said he was sorry that he did it and he would pay me back. And there was no further charges.
Did he pay you back in December?
No, he did not.
Pay you back in January?
Nope.
Did he continue to use your car?
He used my car, yes.
Until when?
December 2009.
And despite the fact that he stole from you by using your credit card, according to you, in an unauthorized fashion, you continued to have an intimate relationship with him in July, August, September, October, and November.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
What else do you think he owes you for?
Court charges.
From when?
I paid him on September of 2009.
So despite the fact that you had gotten a bill in August of 2009 that he, according to you, had fraudulently used your credit card, you paid other court fines for him in September of 2009, continued to let him use your car in September, October, November, and December, and continued an intimate relationship with
yes.
him. You get where I'm going?
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
Keep going.
I got the runaround from him. He said when it would come tax
Didn't
time.
Didn't get the runaround? Not when you have that kind of relationship. That's not a runaround. That's you stole from me in July and August. I found out about it. Your history. Give me the keys to my car. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Unless you forgave him. And by giving him more money in September and continuing to be involved with him, that suggests to me that you forgave him. And you continue to let him use your car. Because that's another part of your claim. That he used your car and put on a lot of miles on your car. You want him to pay for the overage on the miles. What'd you let him use your car for?
For work, he has a sales route.
Let him walk to work. Now, when did this beautiful relationship end?
The beginning of January 2010.
Did you take your car back at that time?
I took it back in December. I told him I didn't.
Just a second. You took your car back in December. And he broke up with you?
I broke
up with
him. Or
you broke up with him in January?
Yes.
And?
And I was expecting to receive payment. They were all loans. He was going to lose his job. He was had court fines. I understand now. I learned a lesson. It was very stupid. Good. I absolutely learned a lesson.
Great. So what are you doing here now 2 years later?
Well, we've been continuing through email. He paid me in November, December, and January of 2010 and 11.
How much money did you send her, sir?
I paid for the plane tickets.
What plane tickets?
Plane tickets out to Denver. Summer.
Explain that. Because that's what you say in your answer. You paid $250. You gave her that money for plane tickets.
Plane tickets, yeah.
What were the plane tickets for?
To go visit a friend out in Colorado.
And did you put that on her credit card or did she pay for it?
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question, Your Honor.
Well, why did you send her $250?
For the plane tickets that she bought for me.
She bought them with cash or she bought them on her credit card?
I don't recall, Your Honor.
How much was the plane ticket?
Was $234.20. I used my credit card and I have the receipt right here.
He used it or you used it?
I purchased this.
When? What date?
July 27th, 2009.
July 27th?
This was the first time I ever loaned him any money.
Just a minute. He said he paid back for the plane tickets.
Yes, Your Honor, I did pay for those. I paid her in cash for those.
No.
Never paid you for
no,
those?
No, I have emails.
Just a second. Do you owe her for the plane tickets?
Not anymore, no, Your Honor.
When did you give her money?
I gave her money when I got back from Colorado.
Now, when do you say he gave you money?
He gave November 2010, December 2010,
just
January.
Just a minute, November 2010.
Correct.
Now, you were already not a couple anymore.
Correct.
Show me proof that he gave you money on those dates.
He paid me cash, but I have emails stating that...
Okay, fine, let me see.
Here's an email stating that he will pay me cash.
Just a second. Would you show this to the defendant, please? Can you explain what that email is about, sir, in October of 2010?
This is a correspondence between the plaintiff and I regarding money that she says that I owe her.
Yeah, but you say that you're going to pay her.
I say I want to meet up with her to pay her.
No, no, no. Read what it says, sir.
I will be prepared to give you cash, but would like receipts.
Yeah, and what else do you say? What else do you say? Be prepared to meet up. I'll be prepared to give you cash, but I'd like receipts. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to meet up if you're comfortable to do that. The check that I'm waiting on is getting mailed from California today or tomorrow. So either way, barring any unforeseen circumstances, Friday is my recommendation as to when we meet up.
So?
So we met up, and I gave her money for...
For what?
For said...
For I mean, what?
For what?
For what?
For what? For money that she did loan me.
Well, what money did she loan you?
She loaned me money when I lost my job, when I wasn't...
Well, why don't you just say that, sir, that you acknowledge that you owed her money? You told me that the only money that you owed her was money for a plane ticket, which you paid her right afterwards, as soon as you came back from Denver, which was in July of 2009.
2009.
So this is in October of 2010. So when I say, stand still.
I'm sorry.
When I say to you, what is this for? Then you say it's for money she loaned me when I lost my job.
Yes, ma'am.
How much money do you owe her?
I owe her no more money, Your Honor.
How much money did you give her?
I gave her $150. That was the rest of the money I owed her. That right there.
In October.
In October.
In October, you gave her, when you met up with her, you gave her $150.
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes. Okay. Do you use drugs, sir?
No, ma'am.
Are you on any prescribed medication?
No, Your Honor.
Yeah, right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Read it.
I have no other choice than to remind you of your naive ways, regardless of what my actions have been. Yeah, I wrote that.
And later today...
Did you assault her?
It wasn't hand-on-hand, you know, body contact. It was a beer can that was thrown.
So you threw a beer can at her and she got a concussion. Is that right?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Sarah Hsu says ex-boyfriend Gregory Deschano owes for charging on her credit card, putting excess mileage on her car, and court fees.
Okay. When was the next time he gave you money?
December 2010.
Do you have an email?
I have two emails here for you.
I'd like to take a look at them. Okay. This is in November. Take a look. I thought you paid everything that you owed her back in October when you gave her $150. You want to read me what it says. Read it.
Yes, I need another week to get you some dough. Instead of getting you so much up front, what are the chances I can pay you $50 a week?
Well, what did you want to pay her $50 a week for if you had already paid her everything that you owed her?
That's a good question, Your Honor.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right, let's have it back. Greg, give it back to me. Now let's go on to January 2011. Read it.
My unemployment is ending, pending an extension this week. I will get paid on Wednesday and will have money for you then. Please keep in mind that I'm doing whatever I can for you when I can. Also keep in mind that I've signed nothing with you regarding a contract for any of this debt. I would find it hard to believe that a judge would, upon seeing no legal documentation attaching my name to any form or repayment, have no other choice than to remind you of your naive ways, regardless of what my actions have been. Yeah, I wrote that.
I want you to forget about the excess mileage on your car. That's your problem. You list here $535.77 for credit card charges. Have you deducted the $250 that you received from
I have
not.
I've been paying interest on them for the last
few
years.
I don't care. That's your problem. So you have not deducted?
I have not.
And what about any other money lent? Have you given him credit for all the money he has paid to you in this bill for $1,054? Have you given him credit for the money he gave you in October, November, and January?
It was $250 total. No, I have not deducted any money.
Is the total amount of money he gave you $250, or is it more than $250?
It is exactly $250.
You are $1,340, sir. Pay your debts and don't be a fool. That's all.
Thank you.
Always excuse. You may step out.
I think she feels like she made some mistakes.
You know, I'm a good person. I can sleep at night.
And is trying to retroactively.
I tried to help a guy when he needed help.
Like, make up for those mistakes, you know?
And this is what I get.
I mean, whatever.
I will never date a guy that ever needs to borrow money from me ever again.
Whatever is whatever.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Markham versus Hutchinson. Step forward, please.
Brian Markham is suing his former friend, Robin Hutchinson, for loans to pay her rent and car payment.
Mr. Markham, the defendant was a friend of yours, and she had been a friend, just a friend, according to you and according to her, for a substantial period of time. It is your claim that you made a loan to her in the amount of $1,500. She's failed to pay you back. Ms. Hutchinson says that there was never any agreement to pay you back. You were acting as a friend because she was in a situation where she needed help. Is this the boyfriend?
Yes.
Stand. What's your name?
Joshua Sheeler.
Did you have an altercation with your girlfriend some time ago?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you assault her?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you plead guilty to assaulting her?
No, I did not. It was criminal mischief.
Well, assaulting somebody isn't criminal mischief. Assaulting somebody is assaulting somebody. You may have pled guilty to criminal mischief, but you assaulted her.
I suppose if that's the way you take it,
I want you to tell me what the mischief was.
It wasn't hand-on-hand, you know, body contact. It was a beer can that was thrown, and it hit her. And then it was...
Well, a beer can that was thrown that hit her. That's a dangerous instrument if it's used for anything other than drinking beer.
Yes, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If you knew that what he was interested in was something more than a friendship, you took his money, and therefore you let him on. That doesn't make you a very nice person.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brian Markham says former friend Robin Hutchinson owes for loans to pay her rent and car payment. Robin claims Brian had ulterior motives for giving her the money.
Now, if you hurl a rock at somebody, it becomes a dangerous instrument. So you threw a beer can at her and she got a concussion. Is that right?
Correct.
Then you called Mr. Markham. And what did you say to Mr. Markham?
I don't recall calling him after that incident.
You don't? Oh, then I'll go to Mr. Markham. After the boyfriend threw a beer can and gave her a concussion for which he was allowed to plead guilty by our criminal justice system to a mischief, did you receive any communication from Ms. Hutchinson?
Yes, I did. November 5th in the a.m., I received a text message if I would help and loan her some money due to the fact of the altercation that happened with her and her boyfriend.
Did you call her, or how did you contact her after she sent you a text message?
Well, I said I would lend her the money.
How did you communicate?
Text message.
Text. How come you didn't call her?
Texting during the work day is easier, faster.
Can't get into it. Didn't you want to speak to her? Didn't you want to say to her what happened?
I kind of heard through the grapevine what happened.
Just tell me for my own interest, what grapevine?
My witness, Matt.
We all hang out together, us three. We did. We were all good. But Matt's my best friend since seventh grade.
What did you need the money for, Ms. Hutchinson?
Just rent and bills.
No, that's not true.
I have two little girls. I need to pay them the rent. The rent wasn't not paid when he left.
Oh, well, that's different. You needed rent because he left.
He left, yes.
So you were...
And I had quit my job for a family emergency. So I did not have employment at the moment.
So you relied on him for money?
Yes.
Well, that's always a very bad thing to do.
Yes.
To rely on a man for
money. Well, I had to quit my job for a personal reason.
You have two young children?
I have three, but two at home.
Well, I have news for you. I don't care what the emergency was. If you didn't have somebody else to cover your rent, you wouldn't have quit your job.
Well, I did have him until...
That's right.
The altercation.
So just pay careful attention to what I'm saying to you.
Yes.
If you didn't have somebody else to pay your rent, you wouldn't have quit your job, irrespective of the nature of the emergency.
Right.
And once you are dependent upon somebody, sometimes they don't deal with that well.
Right.
And
women,
Honor,
what?
Our situation with her and I happened in October, actually. So with the money that he gave her in November, the rent was paid up to October. So it was...
What about November?
Well, come November, I was no longer able to be at the residence at the time because of the case.
Well, so she needed rent.
I moved out.
That's exactly what I said, sir.
Yeah.
I said she relied on you for expenses, and that's never a good thing for a woman, to rely on somebody else for expenses.
You're absolutely right.
Now you can sit down. Because I see he's back in the picture. So you needed $1,500, mm-hmm. and you needed the $1,500 because... He was abusive. You got a protective order. He was ordered out of the house. You asked your friends for some money. They gave you some money. And then turned around Mr. Markham and she took him back. Right?
Yeah.
That made you mad.
A little upset that she would do that.
Because you thought that she took advantage of you.
Yes.
And when did Ms. Hutchinson and the boyfriend get back together?
That would have been, I'm not sure, the day?
Month.
Month. It had to have been in February.
When for the first time did you ask for the money back?
I went to her parents' house because that's where she moved to. And I asked where she was and they said she wasn't there. And I went to call her on her cell phone and she changed her number. And here through the grapevine, I found out she got her income tax check, moved out and back in with her boyfriend.
And that was in February?
Yes.
Why didn't you give Mr. Markham back his money if you got your tax refund?
I didn't get a lot back.
How much did you get?
$2,000.
You borrowed $1,500 from him.
Well, I know, but I needed the money to move out of my parents' house because my dad had just gotten out of surgery and he didn't want the kids in the house while he was dealing with what he was dealing with, his cancer. So I needed the money to move into my own place.
You moved in with him?
But yeah, that we shared moving in to the place.
Why didn't you pay Mr. Markham back his money? Why didn't you say to him, I can't give you all the money, I'll give you $200. I'll give you $100, and then I'll pay you off.
Well, by the time that had happened, I had already gotten a court date.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
He gave you this money, and it was actually, in my view, conditioned on the fact that you feared for your safety and you had to get out and stay out of an abusive relationship, and that's why he gave you the money. And then you went right back into the relationship. That was his motive for giving you the money. What do you think his motive was for giving you the money?
To date me. To be with
me. Just a second. Great. So was what you're telling me, if you knew that what he was interested in was something more than a friendship, you took his money, and therefore you let him on. That doesn't make you a very nice person.
I didn't lead him on.
Well, you did if you took his money. People who make a living professionally by taking money from men in exchange for things, that's what they do. They say, well, he wants something from me. I want something from him. We'll exchange. It's either one of two things, Ms. Hutchinson. It's either he gave you the money because you let him know that you were in fear for your safety from him.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave you that money. And then you went back to him. So you got to give him back the money. Or you asked him for the money because you thought he had more of an interest in you than just being a friend. And you figured he would be a soft touch. So he got the call. Did you get a call for money?
No, I didn't.
He ain't got no money.
He ain't got no money.
Matt ain't got no money.
Keep your kids in school.
I know. Oh, my kids graduate. My oldest
That's
graduate.
That's great.
Yes, my kids are doing great.
Judge him for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,500. That's
okay. Thank you.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He's a little little bit nosy?
I don't think that's being nosy.
Just nosy, getting into my stuff.
That's being concerned about people.
I got a text, you can't run forever.
Like she said, couldn't run.
I really don't know the motive.
I couldn't find her or catch her to...
I don't want to know.
...collect my money, so I had to go out, do other things.
Just go our own separate ways and hopefully never see him again.
They can go their separate ways.